Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, October 15th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Unless he's back home, there's always this sliver of doubt.
Aid restricted getting into Gaza again and Thal to debate confidence in the Taoiseach. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Rafah border crossing into Gaza is closed, restricting the flow of aid into the enclave. Israel says it's only allowing in 300 aid trucks per day because of what they say is an unacceptably slow rate of body transfers under the US-brokered peace deal. 8 of the 28 bodies have now been transferred, but Israel says Hamas should be working faster to return them all. Yudi Goran's cousin Tal was killed by Hamas. He says families need the bodies of their families to be returned without delay.
Tal is missing from his family, and there's no closure and there's no certainty. And unless he's back home, there's always this sliver of doubt. What happens? Where is he?
A motion of confidence in the Taoiseach will be voted on in the Dáil this afternoon. The move by the government aims to preempt an Aintu plan to table a no-confidence motion in Simon Harris next week. Aintu says it's over Simon Harris's time as health minister when the party claims he failed significantly to deliver on the promise he made that children would wait longer than 4 months for a scoliosis operation. The proposed no-confidence motion also centres on what Aintu calls a crisis in Children's Health Ireland and the death of 9-year-old boy Harvey Morrison Sherratt. A Fine Gael minister has called on presidential candidate Catherine Connolly to publish the emails where she queried delays to the vetting of a person convicted of firearms offences whom she signed into Leinster House. Fine Gael Deputy Leader Minister Helen McEntee has asked for further details after comments made by Deputy Connolly during the latest presidential debate here on News Talk. Deputy Connolly said she sent an email internally to ask what the delay was in relation to the vetting. Minister McEntee says the electorate needs to see what the email said to have all the relevant information they need.
Deputy Connolly rightly speaks about accountability and transparency, but the public deserves the same from her on this issue. She needs to publish the emails where she queried the vetting of a person convicted before the Special Criminal Court, someone she personally signed into Leinster House for 6 months without Garda clearance. What's in the emails? And I think the electorate is also entitled to know the full facts about her trip to Syria in 2018.
Donald Trump says he remains disappointed with Vladimir Putin's insistence on the war in Ukraine. The US president will meet Vladimir Zelensky in Washington on Friday to see what progress has been made. Ukrainian officials are hoping America now turns its attention to Eastern Europe after achieving peace in the Middle East. President Trump says he's still not happy with his Russian counterpart.
Look, I'm very disappointed because Vladimir and I had a very good relationship. Probably still do. I don't know why he continues with this war. This war has been so bad for him. He's going into 4 years of a war that should have beaten. He should have won that war in 1 week.
More than 450 stakeholders travelled to Cavan today for the National Social Housing Conference. Representatives from approved housing bodies, local authorities and state agencies will come together to discuss ways to fix the housing crisis. The Irish Council for Social Housing is hosting the event and says it stands ready to do more to deliver houses. CEO Donal McManus says barriers to housing in rural areas need to be addressed.
Like infrastructure, you know, and like bringing back older properties into use in towns and villages, which is real blight on many towns. So as I say, rural housing will be a key part of this conference, and looking at measures can enhance even more, you know, delivery of social affordable in rural towns, villages from Cavan and right across Ireland and cities as well.
Supplies of blood are running low. The Irish Blood Transfusion Service is issuing an urgent appeal for public support to help boost the national blood supply. Director of Donor Services and Logistics, Paul McKinney, says current supplies are under 3 days in most blood groups.
You go onto our website, giveblood.ie. There's a little eligibility quiz. If you fill that in, you will know very quickly whether or not you can donate this time round. If you're a regular donor, then we would ask you to make an appointment online or ring us on 1800 731137 to make an appointment with one of our customer service agents.
The Agriculture Minister is asking the public to report any sick or dying birds without delay. It's after dead birds tested positive for avian flu at Fota Wildlife Park in Cork. Minister Martin Hayden says if people see anything suspicious, they should immediately contact their local regional veterinary office. Nigel Sweetman is chair of the IFA's National Poultry Committee. He says biosecurity measures are vitally important.
Devastating. Like it's, when it gets in, it's a horrific disease that causes a wipeout in the flock. So all precautions, like we have a very good track record for commercial flocks. We're well used to dealing with it, but it's backyard flocks that we'd be particularly, I'm particularly worried about people's pets and their hens in the backyard, just to be cautious and not to take any silly chances.
The family of Grammy-winning R&B singer D'Angelo have paid tribute to the late musician, calling him a shining star. He died yesterday following a cancer diagnosis. The singer, whose real name was Michael Eugene Archer, celebrated the 30th anniversary of his debut studio album Brown Sugar earlier this year. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland picked up their first win in their bid to qualify for the 2026 World Cup last night. Evan Ferguson got the crucial goal at the Aviva Stadium as the hosts beat Armenia 1-0. Ireland are now third in their qualifying group behind Hungary, who earned a last-gasp 2-2 draw away to Portugal. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.